Well, the countdown is on to the 2019 Run Donegal Women's 5K, which will take place from the Finn Valley Sports Centre in Stranorlar next Sunday, and it all starts at 11 o'clock. Now, the proceeds of this annual fundraiser will go to the Breachcar Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. And to join me in the studio to discuss the race and give us a little bit more detail, I'm delighted to say we have Grace Boyle, the race director, and also Rosemary Foy, a sister of the late Breachcar, who was a native of Glencolum Kill and a mother of three, who sadly died from ovarian cancer, aged just 54. Good afternoon. Welcome to the programme. Grace, if we can start with you. This is an event that's been going for some years now, and it's getting bigger and better and more popular. And you must be delighted with the response to date.
Yeah, well, myself and my friend, Bridgine Doherty, we started this way back about 13 years ago when we used to ourselves go to the 5Ks in Donegal, and there might have been only half a dozen women at it. And we thought if we tried to do a women's only event, it might encourage people to, or women to come out and to try and do a 5K or less. I think we actually started with a 3K. So how things have really turned around, and now you go to the 5Ks in Donegal and there's actually more women participating than the men, which is brilliant altogether. We achieved what we set out to achieve, but along the way it just kind of snowballed. Everything kind of snowballed, and each year we did it for a women's charity, and this year we're doing it for the Breachcar Research over ovarian cancer research program, and we're delighted to be able to do that. And it's very hard to step back, even though women are now to the fore and taking part in a lot of sports and whatever. But whenever you're on a high, and you can get, last year we had nearly 800 people in Finn Valley, and we do get the men come out and do support us as well. I must say we're delighted anytime to see them as well, and sometimes they dress up and put on a pink wig or whatever. But we're just delighted to be able to do what we're doing.
Mm. Now, Rosemary, the fund itself, you've already in the last few years raised a considerable amount of money. Perhaps you can tell us just how some of this has been used.
Well, my sister Bridge died of ovarian cancer in 2014. She was diagnosed a few years earlier, actually misdiagnosed on two occasions, because it's one of the silent cancers, and it's usually too far on when the diagnosis is made. In actual fact, I was just looking through stats. About 340 women are diagnosed each year in Ireland with ovarian cancer, and 272 deaths. And we're 24% higher in Ireland than in the EU average, which is scary. And it's in the last 20 years, it's only increased, you know, the survival rate has only decreased by about 4%. Now, Breach was a nurse in Great Ormond Street, and she was misdiagnosed twice, but she knew herself that there was something wrong. So her request was that we would do some fundraising for ovarian cancer research and to create awareness of the disease, so that it might save some other people to sort of go and have checkups earlier on, you know.
And you've been very successful insofar as some of the money raised has helped to fund the education of a PhD student.
Yeah, so far we've raised over 100,000, and the first project was a three-year PhD scholarship for a student in ovarian cancer research. And the successful student was Jennifer Quinn, and she's finished now in June, and she's had great success. She's, you know, a lot of breakthroughs in the last 6 months.
And Grace, the great thing about events like this, I mean, it's an occasion that you're raising important funds, but it's very much a case of participation and having a good day out, and it's open to pretty much everybody of all ages.
That's right. It's totally recreational, and it's open to mothers and grannies and whatever, pushing buggies or children. You know, it's just a family day out, if you could call it that. And I just would like to add, in relation to Breachcar, Her husband, Seamus Carr, is very involved with the GAA in London. And through that, Kelly Group in London sponsored the T-shirts completely this year. And we have another sponsor in relation to water. Celtic Water have come in to do the water for us. So what I'm trying to say is that every penny that is that people give, that's €10 of an entry fee, that every penny of that will go to the charity.
And it's, and you have in here in the studio, and we've seen many people online, that the actual T-shirts, which are certainly, they really do stand out in, yeah, in a very nice shade of pink, and they have the ovarian cancer logo on the front as well. And everybody's getting Celtic's Pure sponsoring the water as well?
Yeah. They come on board through the help of Martin McHugh. The Celtic Water in Monaghan are going to be there to give a bottle each to everybody that participates on the day. So we're delighted with that as well. But I'd just like to now maybe mention about the pre-registration. We were actually in Fulcara today at the Fulcara Park Run and did a registration there. And we will be following it up on Monday in the Royal and Prior in Raphoe at 7 o'clock. And they're, at the same time, Strabane Melvin Sports Centre, we'll be doing a registration there from 6:30 to 7:30. And of course, we'll be back in the community centre in Letterkenny in the prefabs between 5 and 7 on Tuesday. So like that, if there's another group that want us to go anywhere else, any other night later in the week, we will become available. We have no problems traveling to relieve the pressure on the day.
Yep.
And it lets people come then just close to the starting, which is at 11 o'clock, so that nobody's rushing too much that morning as well. So the more registration we do pre-hand is all the better for everybody.
And Rosemary, you mentioned about awareness, and it is through events like this that, you know, you can spark off somebody to maybe go and find out a little bit more about it. And even if it may not be now, it could be years down the road, and it could be somebody that they know. And by having that awareness, that could just make such a difference.
Yeah, well, they've launched this BEAT campaign. It's just abbreviated. B is for, it's one of the signs and symptoms. B is for bloating. It's persistent and doesn't come and go. E is for eating. So he has difficulty eating and feeling full more quickly. A is for abdominal and pelvic pain that you feel most days. And T is for talking, and tell your GP if you're experiencing any of the above symptoms. Yeah.
And if people want to find out more information, I presume there is a website and Facebook that you can go to?
Well, the Cork Cancer Research Centre are the institution carrying it out. Breakthrough Cancer Research are our co-funders on the PhD project. But I'd also like to thank the Run Donegal, because this is the third year they've given us the opportunity to benefit from it, you know.
So just to recap, Grace, it's 11 o'clock start in at the Finn Valley Sports Centre in Stranorlar next week, and you can register online as well.
Yep. We're encouraging anybody to either do it online or come to the pre-registration or come on the day, and as well as ongoing at the Finn Valley Centre as well. And I would just like to add, in relation to Breach Carr, she was a very highly intelligent nurse, very well qualified. She would, and her husband would say, she was extremely disappointed that she didn't listen to her own feeling about it. She, as Rosemary said, she was misdiagnosed twice. So she asked that the people become more aware of their body, and that if they do think that there's something wrong, to just keep pursuing, because that's what she wanted us to do, to create awareness. And we're hoping that we whatever little we can do, that it helps that.
And hopefully there has been some talk, if you could get that magical number of 1,000 people there, that would equate to €10,000, and it would be great to see the numbers reach that. It would be a milestone.
Well, it would be absolutely brilliant, and that's what we're trying to do. 1,000 entries means €10,000 to the charity, and it is a very well worth charity. And apart from the charity and the monies, it's the awareness that people start listening and to their own bodies and pursuing it themselves and not being put off. Because, as I say, if you knew Breach Carr, she was a very strong, well versed in all things medical, and she was put off twice. So, you know, she was saying, listen, please do pursue if you have any any of the symptoms at all, don't let it rest until you get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. And finally, Rosemary, I'm sure you would echo those sentiments.
Yeah, absolutely. That was one of the big things that she asked us to try and create awareness for it, you know, and to keep at it.
So
and we think that research is definitely the way forward.
So spread the word, and the Facebook page is one of the quickest ways of finding out how to go online. So it's on Sunday next at 11 o'clock. And if you're going to sign up on the day, I suppose you can be there from what time?
Half past nine.
And let's hope the weather is good. It'll be a bonus.
Well, of course.
Guaranteed sunshine. And there might be a few strange characters running around with the odd wig or
hopefully
bright colour as well. But they're more than welcome.
And to be fair to Finn Valley, they host tea and coffee and a scone afterwards as well. So it's a really good, fun day out for the family.